Beholding and given the sun. Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Halacha Hey, and we're going to Kuf Yud Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. So we're discussing the proper methodology of getting rid of your chametz, and especially through giving the acquisition to a non-Jew. And as we said, it's complicated, especially today, where you're not transferring that chametz out of your home. So you have to make sure that it's being transferred to different acquisitions. One of them is the rental. On rental, you could do it what's called schirus karka. And through schirus karka, they could then the non-Jew could acquire what's in that karka, in that room that you're renting to him. There's another kinyan, also kinyan agav, where the food, the items, meaning the chametz that you sell, doesn't even have to be there. But let's make it simple. The kitz is telling us another interesting halacha. I think in English it's called subletting. And there's a problem, the kitzur says. If you're renting from someone, and now you want to rent your rental that you're renting from someone else to a non-Jew, who said you have permission to do so? And the kitzur says the house is only a rental. You're not allowed to do so without the permission of the maskil. So therefore, because of this problem, so you have to stipulate with a non-Jew that he's not renting it for the purpose of living because he has no right to do so. Only in order for him to be able to hold his items there. And it's actually specific that you're not doing it in order for him to be able to hold the chametz there, because then you actually have a new problem that you're not allowed to be nana, to have enjoyment, indirect even enjoyment of benefiting by renting out a room for the purpose specifically of chametz, because that's considered that you're enjoying, you're having benefit from the chametz. So it gets complicated. Now, I saw the other Achrenim Amot Chaliyel, the Sfaradim, Piskachu, the Mishabur, no one makes this into a problem. Probably because even, and if any of the lawyers that are listening to this, even to in today's terms, even on a legal level, probably there's no problem. If someone is clear that the rental that I'm doing is just for the purpose of the non-Jew to keep stuff there, not that he's going to live there, I think no one would have a problem. So I think that's the reason why we're lenient today, but perhaps it's a nice thing if you're renting from someone to get permission for them that you're going to do this sale during Pesach, even though it's probably self-understood, and that's the reason why it's okay. All right. In any rate, if someone is traveling and he's leaving his wife to take care of the chametz, she could do so, but it's proper that he gives her full permission to take care and to rent out the house, because it gets complicated who owns things. There's a whole discussion on Moshe finds in Zechat Tzadik Levar, a very interesting tshuva, legabe Moshe Konsisha Konsavayla, if a husband acquires things that the wife owns. It's a whole complication, especially in today's world. Okay, next. So that's why certainly a woman that lives alone, of course, has to take care of her own chametz. And even if she lives with a husband and she has her own chametz, she should really make sure that that's being taken care of by making her husband a shaliach, etc. Okay, another important point the Kitzur says, you now then make a condition with the non-Jew that after Pesach, he's obligated to sell it back to you. Once you're stipulating things that could really invalidate the sales, you have to be so careful. And you also can't stipulate that the Jew is going to for sure buy back. But what you could do is you could promise the non-Jew that you're going to buy back from him and he's going that you're going to give him a profit. You're not obligated. But you could tell him that it's very likely we're going to want to buy back all the chametz. It's much easier for us. And we'll probably buy it for a profit. And that's usually what's done with the non-Jew. Also, you're not allowed to sell chametz to what's called the mumah. Rechmana leitzan, if someone's an apostate, a Jew that basically left the path. Or mumah, same idea. The point is that, as Chazal say, the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, Yisrael Afishachata Yisrael, he's still a Jew. And even if it's someone that's a son of a Mumeres, that's married to a non-Jew, a woman that married a non-Jew, still the child is a Jew. There's a whole discussion if it was done by the Eved, what's the status for the Halacha, that's how we treat every Jew, no matter how far they went, they're still considered Jewish. Can't leave your Judaism. It's a matana, and it's in you. And we always hope the person's going to come back. Okay. Another interesting shayla. Someone that has chametz somewhere else, or it's on the way. It's being delivered on wagons or ships. So you could also sell that but using what we discussed, agav karka shavim koyma. What is agav? What we mentioned before, that even if when I'm selling you, let's say land, with the land I could sell you movable objects, even if they're not there. That's called kinyan agav. In English, they call it dint. So this, by the way, has a lot of ramifications, halacha also, especially in today's world, where sometimes you can get deliveries, Amazon, and this, like, and people have asked me, Sunday Pesach, to your door, there's an Amazon delivery of beer or whatever it would be, or other chametz items that you forgot that you put in order. So the best thing is to be mafkir, to make it ownerless. Tell three people that you're making it totally ownerless and you're not taking it into your domain. Next. If someone has a mill, that's grinding flour and chametz, and usually they would pay as a tax, chametz to grain, you have to sell it, you have to rent out this mill before Pesach to a non-Jew. There's quite a complication, especially today I saw, in the list of foods, how to take care of animals, people that own animals. So there's a lot of shilas. I've Baruch Hashem, had experience with cats and dogs and all the different types of animals because the diet changes. You have to be very smart. You should look on the OU, etc. They do have diets that suggest how to slowly even change the diet because you can't do it drastically. Sometimes people do is they sell the Jew, the animal to a non-Jew, their non-Jew neighbor, etc. But it has to be a real sale. And it's complicated because if it's not a real sale and they're feeding chametz, it's a big question. So you definitely should ask a shaila, as the Kitzur says. The Kitzur goes on to say that you're allowed to lend a Jew a loaf of bread before Pesach on condition that he's going to return, he's going to give it back to him after Pesach. And this is not a problem because technically speaking, it's just a loan. And there's no obligation to give specifically this loaf of bread back. So the halacha is that even if you'd end up keeping it, still he owes you money. And therefore, you're allowed to keep it, although there are those that are machmir when it comes to this. And lastly, chametz of a Jew in the possession of a non-Jew where you didn't sell it, or the opposite, where the non-Jew is holding chametz by you and you're responsible, that's a major shiloh. Because your responsibility is called right to be kiyumai. It's actually a pasuk, shivas yom yisrael matzeh b'vaseichem. Even though, let's say, you have a non-Jew that works for you and they happen to pull out their sandwich, probably don't want it in your house, but that's not a problem. But where you are responsible for holding chametz of a non-Jew, that's a problem. And therefore, one has to be very careful when it comes to merchandise and the different items that they might not realize they're responsible and own. Another example, the Minchas Yitzchak, one of the famous tshuvas, is if you have shares in a company. So there's, Minchas Yitzchak basically says that if you have voting power, that usually is, that's where it's much more serious. That means if you have so much shares and you really have, your decision-making has tremendous weight, you really have to make sure to sell. It's always kedai anyway to sell your shares to the non-Jew. So the non-Jew, not only is he getting chametz and everything else, he's also getting shares in big companies. And it's a real deal. Have a beautiful day.